882. Let's talk.
At 28 after 4, we had a word on the street from Stephanie just before the news that travel agents and tourism businesses are organising a targeted campaign, she says, tomorrow to plead with state and federal MPs about the dire situation that their industry finds itself in. It looks like we've managed to confirm that word on the street. Scott Campbell is from Best for Travel, and he joins me live on the program this afternoon. G'day, Scott.
G'day, Ollie. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Scott. A lot better, I assume, than businesses like yours in Marmion have been doing over the last couple of years.
Look, it's been very frustrating over the last couple of years. It's gone from bad to worse, and this year looks like it's going to continue along that path. So it's extremely frustrating. It's frustrating that we're getting little to no support from the federal or the state governments, and that's why we're having a day of action tomorrow.
What is planned for tomorrow, Scott?
Yes, so there's about 2,000 members. We're going to be contacting a local MP. If we're our colleagues over east will be actually visiting the MP's offices, whereas here in WA, we're going to take a more virtual approach to it. So we're going to be phoning our local MPs, phoning every senator, phoning the tourism minister, the treasurer, and so on. We're going to be requesting meetings. We're going to be requesting financial support. The support that was promised to us last year, where they were actually not giving us the full amount of what was pledged. So we're going to ask for that immediately. And we're asking for support for this financial year as well.
So about $250-odd million pledged last year, Scott. What have travel agents and tourism businesses received to date?
Yeah, as far as we're aware, it's $177 million, or 66% has actually been distributed. The rest hasn't been distributed. And the federal government has, you know, for 7 months we've been chasing this up, and they keep saying, oh, we're considering it, we're thinking about it. Well, 7 months is a long time when, with the lockdowns, outbreaks, the border closure, there's zero client confidence, and it's hard for us to support ourselves with all of that going on. So we need support from the government.
I'm sure that many of the members in your industry and other various businesses have been talking to local and federal MPs, or been lobbying them, or sending emails, or communicating with them as best you can. Are those calls falling on deaf ears? Or what feedback have you been receiving, Scott, or those that you know of in the industry have been receiving from their local politicians?
Look, they have been falling on deaf ears. There's a lot of sympathy out there, but by the same token, we're getting a lot of pretty harsh comments from some of the advisors, you know, including there's no more support. Have you thought of contacting Beyond Blue? Or if you call us again for an update, we'll put you on an AFP watch list. Comments like that, you know, they're just disgusting. I've also heard of one of my colleagues who received a comment from one of the WA MPs saying, well, you just employ a lot of women, they're not breadwinners. you know that they're just terrible comments to industry people who have struggled for the last 2 years.
Yeah, shocking attitudes from some people here alleging there, Scott. So tomorrow it is the National Travel Day of Action by the Aussie Travel Action Group, and hopefully your local pollies and your federal pollies will be listening in.
Let's hope so. We'll be speaking to them tomorrow.
Scott Campbell there from Best for Travel, and that action taking place tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock. If you're in a related business or industry and you've been affected, give me a call and tell me your story, 133 882.